T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is Cinco de Mayo, and again, it's a big difference from last year, and I want us to recognize this difference, because, you know, we're doing it, and not everybody's going along, and some people have the wrong attitude about it, and some people, you know, are not doing what some of us consider to be the right thing. Can't worry about them. Let's just do what we have control over, which is ourselves, and let's continue to do what we have been doing, because it's getting us to this point. And when you think about where we were last year at this time, so much has changed. Cinco de Mayo is essentially shut down. And if you want to send me a text, the Oakland Heart text line is 504-260-1870. And let me know where there's a celebration going on. I mentioned earlier that I got a text from a Bag of Donuts, and they're performing at Lafreniere Park. It's supposed to start about right now. It goes on until 9:30. Now, I'm sure there's a couple of other bands. I don't think they're going to play from 3 to 9:30. In fact, it'll take them a while to put on their makeup. Now, a lot of you don't know this, but I know those guys. And I want you to know that for Bag of Donuts, the music is secondary. The only reason they really continue to play music is because they enjoy getting together and getting the tour bus and putting on makeup. You know, there's a bunch of guys that have an excuse to wear makeup. They like that. So that's the truth behind Bag of Donuts. Anyway, that should be a fun event, and there are other events going on, even though the historical understanding of Cinco de Mayo is really not accurate. But hey, come on, it's a time to just party and have a good time. Also this hour, we'll talk about the FAA reporting a spike in unruly passengers. Have you been on a plane recently? Was there any tension in the cabin? We'll talk about that. Senior studio producer Ian Hoke was helping us look for songs earlier. When I was talking to Newell during a crossover right before my show at 1, Newell talked to me about a song that I was not familiar with, and it was Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. And so, Ian, have we actually found the song?
Yes, I think so. After that 5-alarm train wreck at the top of the 1 o'clock hour.
Look, it was totally. I love that this show is live and totally ad libbed. It's not structured, and we just started talking about some of these songs, and some of these. There's some really interesting songs by some interesting artists that I was not aware of. And looking up the song "Tequila Makes My Clothes Fall Off" in celebration of Cinco de Mayo led us to songs like "My Girlfriend Is a Seafood Platter." And she put a Louisiana lip lock on my Alabama pork chop.
Wow. Just when you thought you'd heard it all.
Oh, my God. I know. So, we had a little fun with that at the beginning of the show. Anyway, so in celebration of Cinco de Mayo today, here is the song Tequila Makes My Clothes Fall Off. Where have these songs been all of my life? I mean, how have I gotten to this point in my career and not known about this song?
After all that time you spent at Florabama, too.
Seriously, and I've since spent some time there. More time than I actually remember, but anyway, that's a story for another show. All right, so here's our WWL opinion poll. It's on our website, WWL.com. The question is, what does Facebook's Trump ban say about social media? You know, they're continuing to ban Trump, at least for now. What does that say about social media? 56% say it says big tech can censor political opinions. 40% say there are consequences to lying. And 4% say lives are entertaining. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. So let's touch on this. We are going to talk about some other things, but former President Trump is still banned from Facebook. Now, he started his own platform, but it's really just an opportunity for him to write blogs and do videos. And it's titled From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. Now, Trump is getting the word out, and Trump has become even more powerful within the Republican Party since he's been banned on Facebook and Twitter. So I don't even know if he really needs these things. But so here is here's former President Trump and the account, and all of this deals with the big lie and saying things that may have fueled the Capitol riots on January the 6th.
I'm Peter King. The Oversight Board's decision to keep Mr. Trump off of Facebook is getting applause from many, including CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur.
This moment in American history was scary, and that the specter of violence was real.
But the board's criticism of Facebook's lack of transparency is getting just as much, if not more, praise.
They seem arbitrary in a lot of their decisions. They come across as inconsistent, and they come across as political.
Schur says social media need to be more accountable. Peter King, CBS News.
And Facebook Oversight Board member, the co-chair, Hella Thorning-Schmidt, says that Facebook needs to follow their own suggestions and create a more clear and consistent policy.
We are telling Facebook, go back and be more transparent how you view these things. Assess Mr. Trump again from the new ways of doing that we are suggesting, and make sure that you don't give an arbitrary penalty, and make sure you treat all users the same.
I don't even understand why there's a discussion about tolerating lies, especially lies that are told with malicious intent to deceive people and to create unrest and to misdirect people. I don't understand why there's any tolerance of this whatsoever. I mean, this should be a universal thing. No, that's not acceptable. You know, and for those who say, well, no, you know, Trump should be able to say that. Well, then you would support me. Would it be okay if I came on the show and said something about Donald Trump that's not true, but that would cause people to react? Could I use this show and this platform to tell a lie about Donald Trump that was done with malicious intent for the purpose of misleading people and causing unrest? Would that be fair? No. First of all, I would never do that, but it wouldn't be fair. And this platform should not tolerate that. And if there's going to be a standard for broadcast media and cable media, there should be a standard for social media as well, even though they're private companies. And I think they have every right to demand that people tell the truth. And if somebody says something that's not true, then it needs to be corrected. It's that simple. So Mr. Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell, my Pillow Guy, Mr. My Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell, the Pillow Guy, he's now boycotting Fox and Newsmax and only paying attention to OAN, One America News, because Fox and Newsmax will not let him continue to perpetuate the lie that Trump really won the election. So he's being shut down by even Fox News and Newsmax, and now he's making this big deal about, well, now I'm boycotting. Like Mike Lindell, like, we really give a damn if you boycott Fox or Newsmax? Like, we really care? Like, you think people are going to flood to ONA just to hear your stupidity? I mean, the guy is living in la-la land. I don't know what's going on. I mean, he's got a great brain for coming up with this, you know, this pillow that's supposed to be the best pillow ever. I don't know if it is or not. But he's got this great brain for business. But he doesn't have a very good brain when it comes to common sense. And he is such a malicious SOB that, you know, again, Fox News have shut him down. Newsmax shut him down. So now he's going to ONA. Fascinating. Okay, so the FAA is reporting a spike in unruly passengers. Have you encountered a situation on a plane recently where somebody was less than cooperative. We've all seen the videos of the fights on these planes. And it's like, it looks like in-flight entertainment. But I'll tell you what, I would be damn scared if I was on a flight and I saw people starting to like punch each other. So what's behind all this? What do you think is behind this? Is this the result of being locked down for a long time and people now are getting their freedom and they're going crazy? Is that also responsible for the gun violence in our city and for the number of carjackings and armed robberies and things like that are going on? Is that part of it as well? Is it all part of this? Well, we've been locked up for so long and this is the way we're going to act. And maybe they're not doing it consciously, but is that an excuse for what's happening here? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. Happy Cinco de Mayo. And I'm sure there will be people who will be visiting, even if it's just virtually, their version of Margaritaville. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, that's a factual statement. Yeah, I mean, look, too much of anything can make you a little crazy, but tequila certainly does have that reputation. So there's a backup on the I-10 near the Mississippi-Louisiana state line. If you're stuck in that traffic, we're going to do the best we can to entertain you while you're stuck there. Can't do anything about clearing the way. We can do what we can to distract you while you're stuck in the situation. We have a number of people who've been on hold for a while, so let me try and get to these, and let's everybody be as be as brief as you can. I mean, say what you need to say, but just be as brief as you can so we can get to everybody who's been on hold for a while. Let's go uptown to Nick. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Oh yeah, Scoot.
Hey Nick.
Hello?
Yeah.
Scoot.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say something good about the police. I lived there in quarters for years and years. And a lot of people have plenty of fun, Mardi Gras, the whole word, fun. Mm-hmm. And the police have dealt with a lot. And you know that if you go around there, they deal with a lot of drunken craziness. Year after year, decade after decade, and they know how to deal with it. And they kept the quarters alive for all of us here, for all of these years, and all of that stuff. And I just wanted to thank them for doing that.
I'm glad you had a chance.
They kept it alive and it's still going. People want to come here. Yeah. Thank you.
Nick, it's a great point. I'm glad you said that because it's true. And if you're just tuning in, earlier I was talking about the Audubon Zoo canceling the planned Blue at the Zoo. It was a time to promote positive interaction between NOPD and the citizens of this city. Blue at the Zoo, obviously a takeoff on the traditional Halloween celebration of Boo at the Zoo. But apparently there were some people talking in the background, and they were concerned that Blue at the Zoo might be considered unintentionally divisive. I wrote a blog about this that's on our website at WWL.com. It'll be on the Scoop page show later. But the whole idea is that, you know, we can't let a few voices tell us that all police are bad. We can't let a few voices prevent us from celebrating police in general. And if we do that, then, you know, we have allowed a few police to taint the image of all police. Let's go to Covington. And Kenny, you're on WWL. Thank you for hanging on. Hello, Kenny.
Yes.
You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Scoot, I'm upset about this canceling Blue at the Zoo, too, also. Let me ask you, is there any way of finding out who the person is that did this cancellation? Is it Ron Foreman that's in charge of the zoo and aquarium and all the other Audubon institutes?
I don't know. I can try, but I don't have an investigative branch of this show like TV news stations have. They have investigative branches, so I can't promise that I can come up with that. But I can inquire. We can inquire about it.
Yeah, we'd like to now be able to confront the people or the person that did this, you know, and be able to take and if he wants to take and has his protesting his thoughts, we ought to be able to take and have a method of protesting us to whoever the person that instituted this cancellation.
Well,
they ought to be confronted.
the bottom line, it's the zoo. And, you know, if you're associated with the zoo, then you're part of this collective decision to ban this event. And, you know, I think it's just so wrong, Kenny, that this event would be banned in the name of some police officers who are bad. It's wrong.
It's definitely wrong, but the people that did this ought to be confronted with it. I don't know who they are, but they ought to be called out.
Well, we're calling out the Audubon Zoo for doing it. I'll see if we can find out who the specific people are. Kenny, I appreciate the call. Let's go to the North Shore. And Don, you're on WWL. Thank you for hanging on, Don.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Three quick points. One, Blue at the Zoo. It shouldn't have been canceled. I understand that their reasoning, but they didn't look beyond this. What they should have done is use this as an opportunity to remend those fences by maybe giving some free tickets and some free food to children who are scoring great on their school year this year, especially considering how hard it was with COVID, and let them mingle with the police as individuals rather than as a uniform. So they missed an opportunity, and we keep missing these opportunities to teach and mend fences. That's number one. Number two, as it comes to with Donald Trump being on Facebook, there's a huge difference between what Facebook is doing to Donald Trump and when you compared it to, like, if you were giving out lies. The big difference in this is it, Scoot. If you tell a lie about someone on this radio station, both you and your station can be held civilly liable, to whereas if someone does that on Facebook, Facebook is immune from civil liability because they're not considered a publisher. So if they want to do that, that's wonderful, but they should have to face the same repercussions that your station has to face if you put something out there. And number three, and most important, Scoot, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off by Joe Nichols was the much better version. It was a country hit.
All right, let's look that up. Let's do that. In fact, you know what, Ian? Let's do that version. Because I've got a couple of texts about that. Let's go to the Joe Nichols version of "Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off."
You want to play that now?
Yeah, we'll do that going into the break.
You're going to do that going into the next break.
Going into the next break.
So we're not going to play this Nickelback song.
That's right. And anytime I have a chance to ban Nickelback from the show,
everyone thanks you. I didn't want to say anything about it. I looked at the paperwork and I said, what the hell does he play Nickelback for? All right, I'll have it ready. Thank you.
I tell you why I was going to play Nickelback, because the song is "I'm Never Going to Be Alone," and it seemed to fit the idea that the police are there. And I was just going to remind people that we talked about this earlier, and so it was just another recognition of the police always being there with us. But, you know, there's no need to defame the police by playing Nickelback.
Yeah. I mean, it's your show, but as your manager now, I'm going to request that this is a Nickelback-free zone, okay?
I would like to think so.
Live
yeah, Don,
your life,
you had a comment?
But it's a request.
Don, you had a comment? All right, I guess Don is gone. Look, Don brought up some good points. In terms of libel, well, you know, President Trump and then Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, I mean, they're all being held accountable for the lies that they told about the Dominion voting machine system. So some people are being held accountable. Let's go to Carol in City Park. Carol, welcome to our show. Thank you for hanging on. Oh, Carol's gone? Okay. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And, yeah, you know, I would love to continue to share stories about a close encounter of the cop kind. Did you have a positive encounter with police? I remember a couple of years ago, I took a picture outside of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And a black police officer was fixing the tie of a white student who was in a cap and gown. This was during graduation. And to see this police officer helping this guy straighten his tie was just such a great statement. And it went viral. I mean, I think it got close to 400,000 views. And it was just such a simple thing. But these are the stories that we also have to tell. And in the wake of just so many negative stories about police, I want to use this show whenever we can to promote the positive things about police officers and to put things in perspective. And I just think this idea of canceling Blue at the Zoo in the name of some people saying it might be divisive is just it's giving credibility to those who are denouncing the police as a whole. And that shouldn't happen. All right, let's go to Carol. Carol, you're on WWL. Hey, Carol.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think all police, I mean, 99% of the police are really great people, I think, and they deserve a day. So do teachers. I mean, they ought to have chalkboard at the zoo day and healthcare professional day, because I think everybody's family, since we're all taxpayers, ought to be getting one weekend free at the zoo, and it could just be of your choice. So you don't even have to have just those people together. Let's just mix it up. And just maybe one day they put like a little sticker on your license or something and say you got your free day. And that way you get to enjoy a benefit that you're getting because you pay taxes, and the Audubon Zoo does benefit from taxes. So,
you know, Carol, but that's it. It's an interesting point. And, you know, the zoo, unfortunately, the zoo is not affordable for everybody. And so maybe there are more things like that could be done. I mean, I don't operate the zoo. Yeah. I don't have anything to do with that. But
most
that's an interesting
point. Families have memberships when you have children. That's like it used to be a wonderful, and it still is a place where you can go. There's lots of fresh air, beautiful animals. The place is well taken care of, and it's a good, safe place to take your family and enjoy a couple hours when the weather doesn't get too hot. But I wanted to defend New Orleans East. Back in the 1970s, New Orleans East was fabulous.
There were
beaches. There was a Gus Meyer. We built our first beautiful house in New Orleans East. And, you know, after about 15 years, then it did go down. If you remember that guy, Wayne Babovich, I think was his name. He's the one who made some racial slurs about New Orleans East as going black. And, I mean, the neighborhoods were like a modern panacea. You would think we were on a different planet. It was the most amazing. If you had money or just if you were just beginning your career, because my husband was just beginning his business and I was a beginning teacher and librarian in New Orleans, it was wonderful. But it did not last because of, you know, the problems that were done. And New Orleans East doesn't have a good city council person right now. Otherwise, she'd have a whole food store out there, and she'd have an active police department. And there's so many things that, you know, can be done. But the thing is, the police department, when I got my car broken into in my driveway three times last year, the detective division of the police department, when I gave them my next video, they were able to help me recognize this guy. And they caught it, and it turned out to be a very young kid. It's a lot of noise. I'm in a car wash. And it was a kid with a grown-up man who was breaking into cars. And the kid showed up. There were like four or five of my neighbors that showed up as witnesses. He shows up with his pants hanging down to his knees. And, you know, you could just tell the poor kid didn't have a, you know, very good upbringing, because the parents couldn't control him. People need to have personal responsibility of the people that they bring into this world. I mean, I have four sons, and, you know, they're well-educated because I got personal responsibility invested in them. And the whole point is, and no matter where you send your kids to school, they can get a great education if the parent is invested and education is important. Because everybody that taught in public schools before the hurricane were all certified teachers. Now, there are some schools with, you know, that more and more schools are getting certified teachers who know their stuff. But the whole point is parents have to be invested, and then kids will succeed.
I appreciate everything that you said, because you're absolutely right about everything. And, you know, I've been talking about New Orleans East for years now, since I moved back to New Orleans. I've been just over 10 years. And I've been talking about how New Orleans East is like a rejected stepchild. And it's a damn shame, because a lot of the voting base that puts these people in office here a few blocks from my apartment in downtown New Orleans, the City Hall, they depend on New Orleans East. But they don't give New Orleans East the attention it deserves. And it's just a damn shame. And I remember those years when New Orleans East was, you know, it was a destination. And so often when we've talked about that on the show, I've talked about how, you know, when I was married, my wife and I, we lived in Kenner. We used to drive to New Orleans East to the Lake Forest Mall, the Plaza in Lake Forest. We used to drive there to go to a movie. We used to drive there to go to Farrell's Ice Cream. We used to drive there to go to the ice skating rink. New Orleans East, even for people who lived in Kenner, was a destination. And this is something that needs to change, and it's only fair to the people of New Orleans East. And again, I want you to remember where you're hearing this conversation. This conversation is taking place on WWL Radio in New Orleans, and I'm Scoot, and I'm not going to let this conversation die. Okay, so it is Cinco de Mayo, and here is another version, Joe Nichols The classic Cinco de Mayo hit, Tequila Makes My Clothes Fall Off. Oh, this is that other one. Yeah, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off.
I think we're learning that tequila just makes everybody's clothes fall off.
Well, apparently, if you drink tequila, you're going to end up naked. I'm Scoot.
Suits me.
Put me back on WWL. Yeah, there'll be some drinking going on today. It is a Cinco de Mayo. And please don't drink and drive. Add to the economy and call Uber or Lyft or call a cab or get a friend. Here's an email that says, Nick Perkins, Elvis tribute artist. Oh, I missed this. He was performing at Pedro's in Harahan at 11:30 to 1:30 today. And today on Cinco de Mayo, Neil Perkins, Elvis tribute artist, is going to be at El Paso Mexican Grill in La Place at 5 o'clock. I mean, what makes you think about Cinco de Mayo and Mexicans more than Elvis, right? I mean, I see the connection there, don't you? Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of text messages.
Here's a text that says, in regard to tech censorship, so Scoot, if big tech can censor President Trump over a lie, then why was the New York Times post about Hunter Biden, the crackhead, removed? It was 100% true. Because it's a double standard. Big tech is wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I trust the New York Times to have integrity and to do the right thing. But just, you know, that doesn't mean that everybody believes it. I'm not familiar with that story.
Clean that up a little bit. The New York Post wrote that story, and the reason
the New York Post.
The reason that Twitter and Facebook blocked it is because they said that reporting was in itself a violation of their terms of service because it was hacked material. I'm not saying that's true or that's right, but that was their excuse.
Well, and the New York Post is not nearly as reputable as the New York Times. I mean, you can disagree with the editorial policy, but the New York Post does not even compare to the New York Times.
Here's a text. Oh, sorry. You want to continue?
No.
Okay.
I'm done.
Text says, the New Orleans East could be some of the most valuable property in the city, has the most waterfront, nearest to seafood and fishing access, but it's probably one of the top 10 most dangerous places in the country.
It's sad. I know. It's true, and it doesn't have to be that way, and it wasn't always that way. The acceptance of crime in New Orleans East is pathetic. I mean, I don't want to stop there. If I have to get gas, you know, because if I'm driving east to Gulfport or Mobile or in that direction, if I'm driving east, I live downtown, so I get on the interstate, and, you know, where's the first place I would stop to get gas? New Orleans East. So I always make sure that I have enough gas to get to Slidell. I shouldn't have to think that way.
Wow.
And that robs New Orleans East of my business. And that's a shame. So, look, I'm not going to let this die. I'm not going to let this die. And I'm going to do what I can to bring attention to New Orleans East.
One more real quick. It says, is it true that Metallica is playing at Taco Bell on Veterans Highway?
I think so.
What
yes.
is this? Why is everyone texting me weird things about Metallica? Is there a joke that I'm not in on?
Well, if you don't get it, I don't get it either. I mean, I'm not sure, but we're getting texts about Metallica. It's kind of a running joke around the show today that Metallica is performing at all these places for Cinco de Mayo. And again, what says Cinco de Mayo more than Metallica, right? Let's go to Barbara, who's on the road. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi. I just have a happy police story.
Good.
About 22 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had a little kid. It wasn't fun. After my surgery, I went to have my radiation therapy. I was driving back, my first treatment, completely distracted, blew through the school zone, got pulled over, didn't say anything at all. Trying to hold it together, the cop comes around, and he tells me how fast I was going. I apologized. He said, ma'am, are you okay? And, of course, I'm lathered. No, I just had my first radiation treatment and da-da-da. He said, do you have anything to prove that? I said, well, no. I have my parking pass he gave me for my treatment. And then he looked at it and he said, put his hand on my arm and he said, you're going to be fine. And he let me go.
That's a great story.
I thought that was wonderful.
That's a great story. And thank you so much for sharing that, Barbara. And, you know, that just made me think of when I was living in Denver when my dad passed away in Dallas. And I drove to the funeral because after the funeral, I was going to take a few things of my dad's back with me. And I had an SUV at the time. And I know you're going to find this hard to believe. I was speeding. I don't know. I was speeding through some area of of Texas. It wasn't Amarillo, but it was after Amarillo. I was speeding through some small Texas town. And, I mean, I wasn't going that fast, but I was going over the speed limit. And this a female police officer pulled me over, and she said, "You know, you were speeding." And I said, "Look, I'm sorry. I'm on the way to my dad's funeral." And I was really being honest. I mean, I wasn't really thinking about how fast I was driving because I try to be careful, but I do speed a little bit sometimes. Anyway, she let me go. So I thought that was really nice. But, you know, you can't keep giving the same excuse to the police officers because eventually they're going to, they're going to find out that you're lying.
Well, anyway, I'm glad to let me tell my story. Thank you so much.
Barbara, thank you so much. Let's go to Greg on the North Shore. Greg, I've got time for a fast comment.
Yeah, well, New Orleans and the city, you know, cannot plan East New Orleans and develop it. Investors have to come in and do that. But
yes, sir.
East New Orleans is swamped. The reason why New Orleans didn't flood during Betsy because the water was released to East New Orleans. But lo and behold, one of the biggest scams in American capitalism is land grab. And you can study it in this area. I am writing about it and would love to discuss my book anytime with you. And it's interesting. It happens all over the country post-World War II.
Well, do this, Greg. Send me an email, scoot@wwl.com, and we'll take a look at it, okay?
Yeah, but what I'll do is give you little excerpts here and there. How about that?
Yeah, just send me the email.
I've got the property on it so I can start letting some of it go.
Okay. All right, Greg, I appreciate the call, and I would be interested to hear that. All right, so again, today is Cinco de Mayo, so if you're going to be out, have fun, man. Have a couple of margaritas if you want. Just don't drive. Just, make plans. I'm Scoot on the air. This is WWL. And that's what Cinco de Mayo has turned out to be, a big party in the USA. A sports talk with Bobby Hebert and guest host Mark Menard coming up next. Last night I watched the Pelicans game, and, they did well. They beat Golden State, playing them a second night in a row. But the Pelicans, their passing is too reckless. They get the looks, they get the shots, but they're not finishing even the easy layups. Too many turnovers. A late foul sent Zion to the line, though. Two free throws, and the Pelicans, won it in the very end. 108 to 103, so that was really good. Lonzo Ball, man, so had a great game with 33 points. And so it was good to see that. Big win. Can they stay alive in the playoff race? I hope they can. Join me on my Scoot on the Air YouTube channel tonight. Also, Scoot on the Air Instagram. I want to thank our brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant brand manager, and our senior producer, not just studio producer, but our senior producer of this show, Ian Hoke. Thank you all for being part of the show. And as always, I thank you for tuning in and being part of our show. All right, have a great Cinco de Mayo. Find a place to have fun. And be safe. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, getting a little buzzed. Just don't drive buzzed. That's the only problem. All right, have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.